Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. Like I told you, it was quick. And we'll get guys in now. 713-780-3776, top of the hour. 802 right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. Bill, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I just heard what you brought in the smack talk yesterday. It depends on what kind of rules you're going to play. Are you going to play by the 50s rules? Because he can't do any of that ball handling there.
I know. That came up in the car. He said, no, they have to play by my rules. That way they've never seen anything that I will do. They've never seen it before. So
Okay. Now the reply to that, he said they hadn't seen anything like that. Put either the Jones boys on him, KC or Sam, and they played against Marquise Haynes, and they've seen that ball handling skill.
That's a good point.
It just wasn't legal.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but he ain't playing Sam Jones.
Sam Jones would bloody him.
Oh, my goodness, this is the dumbest. Isn't this the dumbest conversation ever, Bill? I mean, the kid is just, I don't understand.
They honestly have no respect for any athletes that pass a certain year. I'm telling you, the same thing is going to be true. We're seeing it creep into Jordan conversations. Jordan played literally against nobody. People act like Jordan played against nobody from the LeBron era. And we know that's not true.
It's a great era.
We know that's not true, but that's in 10 years, it's going to be even stronger. But I have two kids. I couldn't believe that two of my three sons believe that my 16-year-old, who's not even, he's a good little driveway basketball player. That's it. And he can shoot a little bit. He can't. His contention, and he truly means this, is that he could beat a 50s NBA player. And that's wild to me because it just shows a lack of respect for, I didn't know it ranged that much, a lack of respect for any athletes from previous generations. It's always been around, John. Every generation just kind of fades. Like, Wilt Chamberlain, realistically, should probably be at the very top of greatest basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
With his accomplishments, when you take him, he was physically so much better than everyone else other than Bill Russell. It was like two guys who had just incredible. They were so far ahead of everybody. Wilt Chamberlain was generational. I mean, he was generational. This is a track athlete, a high jumper, a shot putter. He scored 100. He had games where he had 50 rebounds. 50.
Now
he averaged over 20 rebounds.
They would say because he wasn't playing against anybody. But there were some Artis Gilmore. There were guys. Now it just is, and it was a big man's league. And oh, by the way, other teams had big guys too, including Bill Russell. But Wilt was special. He could have played. That's why he could have played in any era.
Oh, Wilt was just like Shaq. There's certain big men that transcend. Wilt was transcendent, but Wilt never gets. Wilt doesn't get talked about enough.
No.
Like, everyone puts Kareem ahead of Wilt. Man, I would argue that Wilt had bigger impacts on games in terms of pure dominance.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe I'm being Kareem down on was, Kareem. I saw Kareem when he was not in his prime.
Yeah, no. Kareem was, he was, and Lew Alcindor was, it was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. I don't know about that. I think Jeff Van Gundy is right. How come we talk about the greatest of all time and Kareem is not even mentioned? We're talking about LeBron versus Michael, and Kareem he's got five titles.
My kids
as well.
Believe Kareem is number three.
Really?
They study basketball history. Yeah. They think Kareem, but also this generation loves Hakeem Olajuwon. Like Hakeem is more respected in this generation and put up higher than he is really even in the generation he played in with some of the fans. And it's weird because people now, they look at YouTube videos and go, oh, my God, we don't see anything like that now. Like, that's wild. Plus, he's the cool guy to back. He's a guy that, he's not the mainstream guy like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain, and then you watch what Dream did physically, it's freakish.
Yep.
It's freakish.
Let's get Keith in here.
Who's not one of the greatest of all time? Patrick Ewing.
No, he's not one of the greatest of all time.
Hey, Keith, can you hear me?
What's up, Keith?
Hey, so in 30 years from now, we're going to watch the NBA Finals 2023 and see Jokic against Cody Zeller and say Jokic was playing against Plumber. So
yeah,
it's going to be the same thing 30 years from now. But I do want to cook. Okay, hear me out. I'm going to cook. I watched every season of Hell's Kitchen, every season of MasterChef, big Gordon Ramsay fan. I'm going to cook. 2 months from college football, Florida State football, Jordan Travis, Mike Norvell, Trey Benson, Florida State football will make the college football playoffs. Hear me out. I am cooking.
Wow. Let him cook.
Wow.
I said let him cook.
I liked what they did. Their offensive line got better last year. I think that they took a little step forward. That is cooking.
They actually played much better last year than they have in a while.
They did. They actually looked like they cared. A lot of these Florida State teams have just been like just rolling the ball out there and they didn't even care. That team really put some effort into it. They got one of their top defensive linemen back last year. Actually, two came back last year. The end, who is going to be really good, and a D tackle. So I actually don't know that it's that. If they get good quarterback play, maybe that's not all that crazy.
Well, and he's pretty good too. Jordan Travis is pretty good.
He is.
He had himself a nice season. Apparently, he's up to 212 pounds. So he's going to be able to withstand the wear and tear a little bit better. I like Florida State. Florida State is Norvell's
a
nice coach. He had a rocky start with
FSU,
the stuff
Clemson
that he said early on.
Oh yeah. FSU, Florida State, and Clemson. It's actually not a bad conference this year.
Yeah,
football conference.
Miami blows. You know who's really rolling over in his grave right now? Dell, because he's like Florida State.
Sorry that we're letting facts get in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared Verse, their defensive end, is going to be a top 10 pick. He went back to school because he wanted to work on stuff, but I also think the COVID deal was right. I mean, the NIL deal was right. He was going to be a top 12 pick this year, probably top 14. He went back to school. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
And the only way that's happening, I think, if NIL.
He got a nice deal. 713-780-3776. You can cook today as well. The kitchen is open. Let's go. Who wants to get in here?
You cooked earlier.
I cooked.
You were cooking me because I'm kind of down on the Astros because Christian Javier had another disastrous outing. Can't get anyone out. Like, his fastball.
So you're already giving up on a season.
His fastball's cooked. His strikeouts, you know, per nine have just plummeted now. And yeah, I'm a little.
It was a little disheartening. Dana Brown was on the flagship. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but he said, you know, we're concentrating on a left-handed bat right now. That's what I'm working on. I'm like, go get an arm. I mean, if that's the case, is Michael? I guess we're never going to see Michael Brantley. I guess
if they're talking about getting a left-hand bat, that immediately for me was like, hey, I thought Brantley was there. Not everything was good with Brantley, and he was coming back. So that means to me that they don't really believe that Michael Brantley is. They don't really trust it.
I thought they already did that. They went out and got Bly Madris. Oh, who helped win the game yesterday? Bly Madris was actually pretty sweet at the plate. He's got a nice swing.
By the way, how'd you like that bunt by rewatching it? Yeah, it could have turned into a double play.
Well, he got the runners. He moved the runners along.
And so. I got a good feeling about this Altuve at bat.
We're watching right now. We're on AT&T Sportsnet. Altuve is up 7-5.
Just call
second
it.
Second and third with one out in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Oh, fouled it off. It hit Altuve's bat. He was trying to get out of the way. So here's Altuve now batting with
some people
two
didn't
on
watch a game yesterday. They don't even know who won. There's some people who haven't even checked. They said, well, the guys haven't even talked about the Astros since I've been listening.
Okay.
So it's a 1-1 count right now, minutes second and third. Boy, this is a tough one here, John.
Aquí Altuve. Oh, afuera. No, es un strike. Oh, ese pinche umpire. Eso parecía afuera, pero no. Mal, malo. Mala llamada. Okay, Gallegos, el no bueno. Gallegos, no bueno. Oh, el Altuve. Oh, ah, foul. Oh, es todavía uno y dos.
Uno
José
y dos,
Altuve.
Sí.
José Altuve está con dos.
Altuve tiene un bat rojo. I'm being your Steve Sparks.
Okay.
Steve
Sparks. Oh, gracias, Steve.
Creo que eso es.
El piche. Aquí
el
viene.
Piche aquí.
¡Coño! 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 ¡Oh! ¡Altuve!
¡Pégale!
¡Go! Oh, there it is. Yeah. 8-7. José Altuve.
Qué grande. Es un mal piche.
Whoa.
I said piche. I don't know how to say pitch.
Yeah, okay. All right.
How do you say throw? We should have got El Chero in here to
tirar.
Tirar. Yeah, we got a Spanish station right down the street. We could have had them call it. I like you better, though. I like Spanish Milo calling it.
I don't think they say some of the stuff I say.
No, you...
They don't care.
They would have heard that segment and said,
whoa.
We would be off the air on a Spanish-speaking station if we said that.
But nobody understands here. That was Jose Altuve hitting the three-run homer that put the Astros in the lead, but they're not done yet, okay? It is not over yet.
Yeah, stay with us.
Because Jose Abreu is going to bat. That's surprising. Bregman's having little spurts, but then it's like
his
numbers are still really unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. He's really not.
Well, he's getting to that point where
he seems to be aggravated by it a little bit too.
He's getting to the point where the sample size keeps getting higher and higher, and it takes, you know, you can't just flip the statistics with a strong week or even a strong couple weeks. You have to really dig in and have a prolonged, you know, strong run to start to really change the numbers drastically. It's going to take a lot longer.
813 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. I played golf with the guys from Jack Golf yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Jack Golf.
And, it's Jack Golf. And great guys, Cameron and Brandon. And Cameron actually he likes the dip, and his wife hates it, so he got the Canstant or the Dublin. I don't know which one he got, but he's got the flavors. I had one in my truck, and I gave it to him. He's like, "Oh man, thanks! This is awesome." He really likes it. The flavor, the sensation. It really replaces. If you're somebody who's been dipping and you've been dipping for years, it really replaces that sensation, that taste. Everything about it, and it's so much more, so much healthier, so much safer, way cleaner, all of it. You don't spit. You're actually swallowing because you've got the CBD oil in it. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp, and you can get all the different flavors that you want. I gave him the berry flavors yesterday. He was like, so appreciative. It is awesome. Look, if you're looking for a great way to stop dipping all that mess, that horrificness, that dangerous dip that you're doing right now, go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
She just wanna take it all.
The preeminent NFL draft analyst, the godfather of Houston sports talk. Put them together and you get the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. What time are our guests today, RJ? Modem?
Oh, yeah. So we'll have Jackson Gatlin, Locked On Rockets, Locked On NBA podcast at 9 o'clock. And then we'll have June Lee, Major League Baseball writer for ESPN at 9:30.
9 and 9:30. Talking Rockets at 9 and baseball with June Lee from ESPN at 9:30. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, where we bring you excitement every day and without question. Paul did a – we were listening to Paul on the way. Me and JT, we went up to Highland Pines yesterday to play with the Jack Golf guys. And Paul did a great – it was the funniest thing I heard Paul do. This guy who waited for his girlfriend to get out of the bathroom on the plane. And she gets out and he proposes to her right there in the aisle. And all the plane apparently was playing along with it or something, that they were all in on it or whatever. And he made a pretty good point that right after she drops a deuce is not the best time, you know, to
in a plane toilet.
In a plane right near the where, you know, it's kind of stinky in there. Can we move? Can we?
I'm gonna ask you: have you ever sat down and flushed a plane toilet?
Yeah, no.
It almost takes your colon out.
What?
The suction is like something.
Why, I've never. Do you know why I've never done that?
Because
I get up and then I flush the toilet.
Yeah, that's the move.
First of all, I want to inspect the job that I've done, how successful I've been. Secondly,
you want to see how successful I've been?
Yeah,
and I'll just trust it.
And secondly,
I'll just say, you know what? I'll trust it.
No, secondly, yeah, because a lot of times the water will come up, splash up.
There's no
up,
reason to give courtesy flushes
in
a plane.
And the stuff will flush up.
A courtesy flush in a plane is very dangerous.
Yeah, no, don't
I'm
do
just
that.
Telling you. No, you should do it.
No.
You should do it. Just see.
Anyway, yeah, and he got on, you know, is it a good place to ask a girl to marry you at a game? She probably doesn't want to be there. This is where you're asking me? At a game, this is where you're asking me to.
Are you sure?
But
you
it's better
to do
than
this
on a plane when you just dropped a deuce. I thought Paul made a lot of good points there.
I think my flush sound was incredibly accurate.
It was accurate though.
It scared me. I was like, oh my God, this is my new thing I can do. But I thought, boy, this is really a niche.
Yeah, no, that's a
toilet
small
flushing in a plane is a really niche sound. So I don't know how many conversations that's going to end up with. But
well, you brought it. I mean, this was the perfect opportunity for you to debut it.
Yeah, no, but I didn't think I was going to.
I don't
do
know
that.
How many.
I haven't worked on it either. Really, I hadn't been spitballing it. But so we saw something with Juan. We'll get to you in 1 second. I saw that Sarah Walsh from NFL Network from Good Morning Football was talking about something having to do with golf or whatever.
Is she the host of Good Morning Football?
No,
now?
she's.
Oh, she was a fill-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe vacation or something like that, but. She's one of the reporters we have, but she was talking about golf or something like that, how guys...
Yeah, say 3.5 hours, and it's never 3.5 hours.
Right. Have you ever... So here's something. Have you ever used golf as an excuse to do something else where you said you're going to golf? Because you know you have a long, like...
Yeah.
That gives you a good leeway. That's a good runway of 3 to 5 hours. Have you used golf as an excuse to do something else?
Never. Because I'll just tell my wife if I'm going to do something else.
Oh, you got one of those kind of marriages where you're honest about your time spent and you, quote unquote, tell her where you're going.
Yes. Well, I don't go to movies by myself, though.
I used to do the movie. I don't go to movies anymore at all. Streaming and COVID has ruined it. I went to Asteroid City because it's Wes Anderson. I would have seen that Friday. I'd have been out of here and seen it at 11:30 last week. I would have seen it immediately. Asteroid City, I haven't.
Wait a minute. You don't go to the theater still because of COVID?
No, it's just it's not in my rhythm anymore.
Oh. Well, you can get back into your rhythm.
I don't care about movies anymore. I only care about shows.
Oh, wow.
Programs and stories.
Wow. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
laughing.
I don't watch.
Is Asteroid City supposed to be good?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
The Rotten Tomatoes, I think it was in the low 70s. I'm a big Wes Anderson fan, but Wes can be a little hit or miss. Like,
yeah.
Wes Anderson, you know. I think Rushmore was phenomenal. I also liked I liked Bottle Rocket a lot, and Tannenbaum's is okay for me. Like, there've been some up and downs with Wes Anderson, but another one coming up. We got the Christopher Nolan movie that's going to be coming up. Well, there's two Christopher Nolan movie coming up, and there's one other one too. But Christopher Nolan movies, I typically really enjoy watching Christopher
what
Nolan
were
movies.
Some of his movies?
Oh, well, one of them was the really good. It was Inception was one of his. One of the Batman.
Inception was too.
I liked it better after I watched it a second time.
Yeah.
The first time it was just there was so much going on. It was really hard to keep up with. Here are some of his Interstellar.
Interstellar's good.
Oppenheimer's the one that's coming
oh,
out.
Oh yeah.
Oppenheimer. Now I'm
people,
hyped to see.
Okay, so people who have seen this apparently have left the theater sick to their stomachs.
Meaning what?
Because of I think that he shows. I mean, I think it's pretty graphic on
he did
the nuclear when.
Oh really?
When it's yeah.
So The Dark Knight. He did Dunkirk, which is a good movie. Inception. Tenet.
Dunkirk was not.
Did you watch Tenet? Tenet was a little disappointing for me.
No.
It's the one with John David Washington, oh, yeah. Denzel's son, and things go backwards or whatever.
No, no.
Yeah,
I thought Dark Knight was overrated.
Dark Knight Rises. Ooh.
Yeah, Dark Knight overrated.
Whoa.
Sorry, I said it.
Whoa.
That's it.
RJ, you can turn your mic on and say something. We heard you
what?
In the studio.
He said, what?
Yeah, that's not, you're not supposed
Dark
to say
Knight
that
overrated.
Out loud.
Overrated. I'm sorry.
John,
wait, wait hold on. The one
that.
With Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
It was too long. Too long.
Did you watch Titanic?
And he over. Okay, I'm okay, gonna say is, it. I'm gonna say it. Rest in peace. He overacted.
Who?
Oh, Heath Ledger. John.
He was a Joker.
He overacted.
He's supposed to. Oh, you mean the Academy Award winner?
Yeah.
Heath
well,
Ledger. He overacted.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
He overacted on Joker. Still to this day, we say that's the best Joker anybody's played.
Yeah. I'm a Jack Nicholson guy.
No.
But.
You just lost all credibility.
For me,
I'm a Cesar Romero.
Jack Nicholson, yes, but for me,
Cesar Romero, Joker. Okay, that's right. That's right. I said it.
But hold on, you will say that movie's too long, and then you will watch four shows back to back.
Yeah,
to back to back.
No, no, yeah. And
you watch Titanic, Forrest Gump,
and I'll watch Godfather 1 and 2. Okay, but
God forbid, Dark Knight's too long.
Dark Knight was all right.
Dark Knight Rises.
Was Heath Ledger the best one or the one who was dancing down the stairs recently?
I like Joaquin.
Yeah.
I like Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix
might have been the
best.
But
you know why though?
Yeah. That's
why I like Joaquin Phoenix the best, cuz he is a legitimate lunatic.
Yes.
I don't think he's right.
No.
Like that's like Crispin Glover, that's like Michael Shannon. There are certain actors that I just know this isn't a this person
it's
is not
an
a,
act.
This is yeah. Like I know this person's on the brink. So I feel it like
yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix is one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
he's definitely
said it.
One of those guys.
All right, I said it all. Let's get Juan in here. Hey Juan.
Hey, I'm a Jack Nicholson as the Joker guy myself.
All right.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Is Altuve from Venezuela?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I thought of a jingle or a chant many many years ago. So Altuve. Whoa, whoa, Altuve, whoa, whoa, he's from Venezuela, in short, like Abuela, Altuve, whoa, whoa, those first go.
I love it. Save it. Save that too, RJ. We're okay. Saving everything today.
Wait, John hey, said, when he has a big game, we got to play that. Jose, whoa,
okay,
whoa,
so one of the things that I think is
Altuve,
really cool.
Whoa, whoa,
so in
he's
going
from
to,
Venezuela, short, like Abuela. Altuve, whoa, whoa.
That's what soccer fans do.
Yeah.
They get chants in the whole stadium. I'm jealous of that because so we don't really have that in the NFL. Here's what we have. Da, 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 da. Ravens fans will just do Seven Nation Army. They, da, 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 da. They do that. What else is there? What do Texans fans do?
First down.
That's not good. You go to soccer matches, they all have chances. But some of the words,
yeah.
They say ugly things about ugly teams.
Well,
up next.
We
do
have
that.
That.
That's true. We've got that.
We have that.
We've got that. But that's not a chant like that. That's not a cheer. This is a cheer.
Yeah.
He came up with a cheer. If some of you are listening in your car saying, or on your cubicle
short
saying,
like
yeah, oh, no, this sounds dumb. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Not if the whole stadium is chanting it.
No, no, it sounds great to me. And we got to play it. Every time Jose Altuve has a big game, we're playing that. Save
yeah.
It. Save it, RJ. AMF is here. Let's get him in here quickly before the bottom of the hour. Hey, AMF.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I appreciate the time. Hey, So I know y'all got that new segment, Let Him Cook, but y'all, I need y'all to make a segment around TV shows where, like, people call in, give updates, because right now I'm in a trifecta, and it's some of the best writing I've seen. I'm in the middle of The Bear.
I knew it.
The Marvelous Ms. Maisel.
Yep.
And Succession. And I'm finishing all of them. Dude, in the writing.
That's a hammer. Ms. Maisel, the best writing was this year. I was
really?
Shocked. Yeah, I was shocked. Ms. Maisel, I had almost given up on it.
I'd pretty much given up on it.
The best writing was this year of
really?
All of them. I was shocked. It's a good storyline. The best year. Tony Shalhoub as her dad, it's some of the best stuff I've ever seen. He was phenomenal. And I'm with him, too. The Bear this year, it might be better than The Bear last year from storytelling standpoint.
I thought you said it was started slow.
It did, and then it's gotten really, really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not even – they haven't even cooked yet. I'm like 8 episodes in. They're just trying to open a new restaurant, and they do backstories on everybody. Like Cousin,
yeah.
The guy who's the cranky, mean one and all that stuff,
yeah.
You find out all about the – they go deeper into background stuff about him and his ex-wife. There's a scene that's one of my favorite scenes of television. I think it was episode 6. One of the best – it's the best form of cinema I've seen in a long time. It is on a streaming platform. It's John Mulaney is in there. Better Call Saul. Bob Odenkirk is in there. The guy who's in The Punisher. What's his name that was in Dead Man Walking? Or John Bernthal is in it. People, you'll recognize him. And he plays the dead brother, Mike. And then they flashback, and Jamie Lee Curtis is the mom, and she's making an Italian, like a Christmas dinner or something like that. And it's, I mean, it's so nerve wracking. People are yelling. You always the timer's always going off. Things she's like, get the sauce, and she's also like she's breaking down.
Sounds like my house.
You got to see it. Episode 6 is one of the best episodes I've ever seen on streaming. It is so nerve-wracking, all the family drama and the tension, and there's a showdown at the dinner table where somebody's about to get a fork thrown at them, and everyone's like, oh, my God, what's going to happen now? And I don't want to tell you anything else, but I'm telling you, AMF is right. Ms. Maisel, Succession, although Succession to me, this wasn't the best year. The writing's still great, and there's some writing I really
like. There was some good stuff.
Actually, you're right.
Shiv's argument with
actually, you're right. This was a really good year of Succession, too.
Yeah, Succession was good.
Ms. Maisel was really well-written, and I had kind of gotten down on Ms. Maisel after last year.
Me, too.
And The Bear right now is the best writing. Every episode when I'm done, I'm like, man, the script writing is just great, and the acting's just great. So I've been very happy with The Bear. AMF's got a good little trio going.
Yep.
I'm on Bear.
I got to get
Gamora, and I'm just finishing up the other two, the HBO show. It comes on every Thursday, so I'm finishing that one up. And then I want to get to I still want you to watch Big Love. I still think you'll like Big Love.
Oh, really? Still? It's old now.
Does it really get old when you have the polygamist with Bill Pullman's got his three wives and they're all very, very different. And then you got the crazy polygamist at Juniper Creek. Let me tell you, it's pretty saucy.
All right. Let's take a quick break. No jab. Take a little jab at
Site Jab. Hey, so go to Site Jab's website. You'll see the colors, number one, are going to stand out, especially if you're a fan of, unless they change it, fan of Pittsburgh sports, because they've got gold, they've got black. They've got website leads, so you can see what that looks like. Building websites, creating leads since 1998. They do web marketing. They do. They can handle your social media for you. They can build out your website with great video in the background. They show what their integrated video looks like in the background. And it's not, unless you see it, you won't know what I'm talking about. But I know it feels like you're going to think it's really busy, but it's not busy. It just looks very professional. It doesn't take away from the information. And they give you a comprehensive strategy to deliver results. They want to turn those eyes they want to make them sticky on your site and get to the information they need to get to. Then they want to help you convert them into business leads. And they can do that. One of the things they do is integrating e-commerce on your site. That's one of the ways that they really work very, very effectively. Go to the website, sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com. Click Let's Meet in the right-hand corner, and you can start the process. For ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners, they're giving you $975 off your web design. That's a big chunk out of your web design. So make sure that you take them up on that. It's sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Lined up the body. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your body. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-377. Johnny G with a wheelhouse take on Heath Ledger and the Joker.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What's a wheelhouse take mean?
Just contrarian, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Dark Knight was good, but when I rewatch it, I fall asleep every time. Todd, the show, said that. Jack Nicholson, best Joker. Jack Nicholson, the GOAT Joker. Nicholson was fine. Jared Leto. No. Jared Leto, not.
Well, he
Joaquin,
was in...
Joaquin Phoenix.
And Jared Leto, he wasn't officially the Joker. He was in the other movie, right, with what's her name, the hot blonde one.
The hot blonde one?
Yeah. It's
Can you be less specific? Which one?
What's the other movie? Just look at Twitch. Twitch will have it when they catch up. It's not, he's the Joker, but in a different franchise.
Okay.
So I don't really count him.
Yeah, but Joaquin Phoenix was in a different one, too, right?
No, Joaquin Phoenix is... That's the Batman. That's whole... Yeah. No, it was... Well, it was the Joker. It was based on that whole character.
Yeah, right.
So that counts.
Yeah. The Warrior is back? Warrior is back?
Yeah, Warrior's back.
Warrior? Not the Warrior.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's good.
Warrior is awesome,
really good.
People.
Warrior's really good.
Warrior is excellent.
Based on something written by Bruce Lee back in the day.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It was a good story, too.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good show.
It's a really good show.
See, there's a lot of good shows. I don't have time to go to see movies.
Yeah, you got time to go see a movie.
I don't have time to go to the movie theater.
Movies are still fine.
It.
You want to destroy a whole industry?
Okay. So what do you like better? Do you like watching the Astros? Well, this isn't a fair question. Do you like the Astros? Would you rather go see an Astros game? Would you rather be at home in front of your TV set watching the Astros or at the game? What would you rather do? They're two very different things from an atmospheric standpoint.
Oh, I would rather be at the game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's not a problem. But now what if I ask you, would you rather be at a Texans game or watching on TV? Would you rather be at the Rockets game or watching at home where you can also turn the channel? You have to stay there.
Rockets game.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to stay for the whole game.
Yeah. I don't mind. I like watching Rockets. I like being there.
I do too. Basketball is, well, Texans, that's not fair. I can't even come up with, would you rather be at a Texans? B.
Like, no.
What if you had?
No, but football is better watched at home anyway.
If somebody gave you $20 to go to a Texans game every year, you would only get $20, but you had to go to every home game.
What?
Like last year, not this year. Last year, they give you $20. Would you go? That's not enough money, is it?
No.
Is $50 enough?
I'm telling you, I don't know that there's enough money.
You have to go, and it's going to take up at least, you know, getting there, getting back. And no, you have to stay for the whole game, 4 hours.
It's a gigantic pain in the ass.
Would you go watch the Texans for $50 a game?
No.
$100?
No. No. It's too much of a – it's a good
– You don't have to spend
– You have to stay for the whole game.
You have to stay for the whole game, but they'll give you – now, you only get regular concessions. You don't get – you know, you're not getting anything from Chris Shepard, or you're not getting a Trillburger. You're not getting anything. You get whatever their Aramark stuff is. So they'll give that to you.
Mm. No.
They'll give that to you.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. No. No.
$200.
I'll pay you $100 if I don't have to go.
Be careful. You're going to get a call from Houston, Texas.
No.
Season ticket people. John, we've got a special $100 don't go package.
Give me,
but we also need you to buy PSLs.
No, listen, I did that too many years. I did it too many years. I had season. I'm done. But NFL is better on TV than it is.
Yes,
in life.
Suicide Squad, by the way, was the one where, and Harley Quinn. Thanks, Jeff. Suicide Squad
was Jared Leto.
That's where Jared Leto was the Joker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's I don't really count that the same.
Yeah, no, no.
But yeah, I wouldn't. I don't want money to go watch the Texans. Now this year it might be different. This year I'll take your. You know what? This year I'll take your. I'll take your $20.
Yeah.
And I'll go. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to pay yet.
I think the NFL is better watched on TV with the replays and everything else.
And you get
the
other
product
games.
Is better. Yeah,
you
the
get
product
multiple
is better.
Games.
That's the problem. And listen, it's not because I think baseball is consumed live better. College football is consumed live better. NBA basketball is consumed much better live.
Yeah. Oh.
Much better.
It's 10 times better.
NFL is better consumed on the television. Especially with multiple
then
televisions.
What's the difference? But college football is home is at the stadium.
At the stadium.
The energy in college football stadiums. Yes. Well, a good game.
A good, yeah.
A good game. I mean, it's got to be a game where, you know, the people are all in there, and it's got to be a good game, but... I'm with you. College football is just different.
Yep.
College football hits way, way different when you're there and the energy is there. I'll tell you this. I've only gone to two soccer matches internationally, one in La Liga and one in Premier League, but I was blown away. Like, it was way better. And I like watching on TV just fine, but, man, when you're in person and you can see the entire field as it happens and it's the chants and the cheers and all that stuff, to me, it was fantastic. I think I'm with you on. I've been to plenty of NFL games, and I like the amenities I have at home in terms of being able to go back, rewatch a play, search back, rewatch, go on replay, the ability to get all the scores, watch highlights, watch two different games at the same time, or four on my screen, or even eight. I'll do eight on DirecTV, which I don't know what it's going to look like now that it's YouTube, if it's going to be the same type of platform. But I'm kind of with you. NFL, I just – now basketball, I can watch basketball at home in the NBA. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Being there is great, but also I'm a guy that likes to leave early. I don't like to get caught up in the
– No.
I don't like to get caught up in the traffic.
Oh, this goes without saying. Hockey is different too. You hockey consumed
everyone
on television
that.
Is
– Everyone says hockey
is a tenth of what it is at the stadium. It is – hockey at the stadium is fantastic. It's fantastic. On TV, not as much. 843 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Catching up on breaks here. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Jackson Gatlin, from the host of the Locked On Rockets podcast. We'll talk to him. Right now, I'm talking about the Chastangs. And I'm talking about, you know, these are great Cougs. They love their Cougs. I see them at the games, Joe and Mandy and Patrick and the families. And it's just so awesome. They're part of the community. You will see them tweeting out coaches that are in Chastang vehicles. And all of the different people that come. And if you're a Coug, you know what? These are people that put their money where their mouth is to support the programs and have supported and are loyal Cougs. You know, get over there and support them. Even if you're not a Coug, it doesn't matter where you went to school or didn't go to school, you're going to get your best deal at Chastang Ford. If you're looking for the best way to get into that vehicle without paying add-ons, without paying markups, with getting all the rebates that you can possibly get, with getting where you need it to be, with getting exactly what you want and customize that vehicle exactly how you want it, or that pre-owned vehicle where they're going to work their damnedest to get you the best interest rate you could possibly get, especially on those gold certified pre-owned vehicles. It's unbelievable what they can do for you. So if you're looking for the best deal that you can possibly get with Ford cars or trucks or whatever pre-owned vehicle they have on the lot, or get there right now. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this brilliance.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kissed. By the way, just got in town.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports, so to speed things up a little bit, this is the meth segment with John and Lance.
All right, not doing meth, like Spencer said. We are here, and we haven't talked to Astros in quite a while, and as they win yesterday, nice, okay.
What'd you think about
five straight outings by Presley that are nice? Brian Abreu had a nice outing too.
Okay, what do you think about your manager right now? What would you say about him?
Oh, I love Dusty.
Yeah. Did you know you play?
I wouldn't have started Madrid and Myers. I can tell you that.
And who did?
And he did. And guess what happened? They both contributed.
Who did? Who started them?
Dusty.
Okay, I had to establish that.
I know. I saw that.
You have
tweet.
A tell.
I saw that tweet.
John has a poker tell. Joan picked it up. She said, "When John is happy, it's Dusty. When he's not, it's Pawpaw." I'm like, "Oh my God, John has an Astros tell."
I do have an Astros.
And I just know. I wanted to hear what you said. Sure enough, you said Dusty.
I did.
Joan picked up your tell.
And she's probably right about
she that. Might be right about
she
that.
She is right about
you
that.
A lot of people commenting about people are not happy with what you said about
what?
Dark Knight and Heath Ledger overacting. People are not.
Over.
The disrespect.
Christian Bale didn't overact? Okay, stop.
Well, no one said Christian Bale.
Christian
Bale. You said Heath Ledger did.
And Heath Ledger, too. Yeah, it was.
I mean, the Joker's a pretty big character.
Yeah, I guess. I thought. Joaquin Phoenix was better. Sorry.
I liked Joaquin, the bad stand-up comic. Boy, that would make me so nervous. He's telling us bad jokes. I was like, oh, boy. I already know he's a psychopath. Like, in real, I felt like that was just him improvising because Joaquin Phoenix feels like he's like that.
Right. Sorry. Okay. You can.
Oh, my God. Lord of the Rings nerd John Granato says Dark Knight was too long. Lord of the Rings is the most painful watch for me in a theater.
The
ever.
Hobbit Lord was of the Rings, three parts, three, was whatever, three the movies. Third.
Oh my God. The third one, I was just like, oh my. My wife's reading Tolkien right now, too.
Oh, yeah?
If she reads. It's unbelievable. And then she's
Won't even talk to you in a car.
Smart.
She's reading in a car with a light.
No, it's true. My daughter told on her. Monty snitched on her because when she comes to a stoplight, she opens a book and will start reading from her book. What is wrong with this nerd? And you know why? And here's the thing. She thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people is what she thinks.
She does.
Because she'll tell me, she'll say, well, I'm reading this book. And so I tell her all the time, well, I'm watching a documentary. I'm learning. She goes, it's not the same. Watching your TV shows is not the same. I said, you read fiction. You're reading fiction shows.
Yeah.
I'm watching Gomorrah. What's the difference? I am watching a fictional show about the Naples Mafia. I am watching a show that's fiction. Yeah. You are reading fiction. But she thinks that she's so much. She thinks she's the queen.
And you're
bacon
the sorry
is bad
people.
For me and that everyone's the sorry people. Guess what? Just because if you're reading nonfiction or historical books, okay, that's fine. Then I got to watch documentaries. But if you're watching nonfiction, if you're reading fiction, then I can watch any of these shows, and I'm just as good as you are.
Thank you.
Just because you're reading with your human eyes and you're holding it, she thinks holding a book makes her some kind of special little queen.
She thinks she's the queen.
She thinks she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
That's it. She's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
It's exactly what she thinks.
She don't give you no bacon.
Sebastian's watching YouTube videos of wrestling. Okay, it's historical. He's watching it for historical purposes about old wrestling stuff. If I'm watching a documentary or somebody got murdered or something happened in a docuseries, hey, just because I'm watching it and I watch six episodes in one day, doesn't make me less than you. You read 6 hours in a day? I watch TV in 6 hours a day, and we consume the same genre. It's the same. I'm just faster.
It's much faster.
I'm just faster.
Much faster.
Sorry, I get to it. I'm more efficient. But this is now. I've got five books, and I'm going to finish my fifth. I'm going to finish my seventh series in the last 3 weeks.
Well, how about talking to your husband in the car sometimes instead of reading?
Yeah, we're good like that. Why are you trying to force that stuff on me, John? Why don't you mind your own business? Sometimes I'll just listen to a comedy channel and could you turn this down? I'm trying to read. No, I'm trying to listen to Bill Burr. Can you stop reading? Can you put some headphones in to read some noise cancellation?
Well, can't you put headphones on to listen to Bill Burr?
I'm driving.
Okay.
Whoever drives is the boss.
That is true. That is true. It also says here, I got a story here, Lance, as a matter of fact. How much is Marty reading?
My wife's making her read, so she reads. They
kids
read
who love reading have bigger brains and become happier and smarter teens.
Okay, Mason read like a monster when he was younger, and he believes that he can beat 1950s NBA players.
He doesn't have a bigger brain.
Where are you
his
on the brain?
His brain shrunk. He's the one.
Now he plays only basketball. He plays video games now.
Well, now, see.
He stopped reading.
Yeah, see.
Look what happened.
That's why. Look at his brain. It's mush. Yeah. It's mush now. So if the kids are reading for 12 hours a week, optimal for youngsters to foster bigger and better brains. There you have it, parents out there. Get a Pro Dunk Hoop and get your kids some books as well.
So that's the two you want to
those do? Those two things. Those two things. Jackie says, oh, we had the – do you have the chant, the Altuve chant? You still have that or no? Did you capture that? You did? Well, we have a new Jose Altuve chant. Jackie says, I'm pretty sure they have an Altuve chant in different stadiums.
But that's, F. Altuve. What about, you can always go to Jose.
Yeah, we do that.
That's
we
fine.
Already do that.
Yeah, that's fine. We do that already, and that's fine. That's not bad. It's off of Ole, Ole, Ole. That's the only thing that we as a, Yao Ming, Yao Ming, Jose, JJ. We just take whoever the best player is, and we just put it to ole, ole, ole.
Did you see JJ was the commencement speaker at the University of Wisconsin graduation?
Tried to buy everyone beer.
Tried to buy everybody a beer, and they said, nah. Why? Why couldn't the graduates have a – every one of them is going to be over 21.
Nah, sometimes – remember when Amobi Okoye came out into the NFL
from Louisville?
Well, he was
12, but he didn't finish school.
Yeah, he was like 15.
Yeah, he didn't finish school.
You don't know that. He was there. He went to 3 years at Louisville. He could have early –
Louisville, I'm sure you can graduate
or
in
whatever.
Like 2 months.
Well, I'm just saying, Amobi Okoye might have graduated. You know a lot of players –
well, if you're not old enough, then you can't have one.
But you know a lot of players, as soon as their graduation is over, they're enrolling.
There might have been one or two kids – that weren't 21, and you're going to change all the rules.
That's what we do.
Just for those one or two kids. Now, right?
We kind of do that now.
That's terrible.
We look out for small rather than you literally screwed all those kids out of getting free beer from J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt was going to buy them
all.
How
cool would that have been?
Yeah.
How cool would that have been?
Yeah.
I like this brand of J.J. Watt. He's running around trying to buy people beer.
Yeah.
He's like showing up on different podcasts and TV shows. I thought that he might get into TV or movies, but maybe I still think there's some. JJ likes being.
He likes being in. Yes.
I think JJ likes being seen. I think JJ likes to do stuff. I don't think he wants to just go live on a farm.
I'll see him. We'll see him on the set on CBS or on. He's going to take Howie Long's place.
But
or,
no one. Do you watch those anymore? I don't watch them.
No, but they're still paying those guys big money to do it. Yeah. I mean, you do. Listen, I turn them on early. Turn the station on early that I'm going to watch the game, the Texans game on. And sometimes, yeah, I'll see some stuff.
You think he'll be a football? You think that's what he's going to do? Be a football guy? I don't think he'll be. He's not going to be up in the booth. Like you got to be a. He's not going to be up in the booth.
No.
Maybe he'll be on a set. I could see his personality, like Michael Strahan went to mainstream. I could see J.J. Watt going to something mainstream and trying to do that. I don't know if he'll be successful, but I could see him trying to do a mainstream, like, you know, happy-go-lucky, one of those shows. Where, and today we've got a cooking segment with two kittens.
Oh,
you know,
I don't
one
know
of
about
that.
That.
One of those
Strahan?
Kind of shows. Yeah,
Strahan's
like, so what do we have? So we got this cat can cook, you know? Like, yes, I found out my cat could cook. He makes spaghetti.
No.
And JJ can be like,
I don't
wow,
see
spaghetti-making
that.
Cat? That's wild.
I don't see that. All right, we got a break because we got Jackson Gatlin talking Rockets on the other side. Locked on Rockets podcast at JT Gatlin. But first, we're talking about Doc Manavis, and we're talking about enlarged prostates. We're talking about a problem that you might have. How many times do you have to get up in the middle of the night? How many times have you had to you went to the bathroom and you had to go to the bathroom 20 minutes later? How many times do you feel like your bladder isn't emptied? How many times do you feel like, you know, I can't start, I can't stop? All of these things could be an enlarged prostate. And as you get older, this is going to happen. Well, if it happens to you, do one thing. Do not get surgery. Do not get surgery. It's the worst surgery in the history of surgeries. The best process is with Doc Manavis at 975prostate.com. It's an IV. It's a long lunch. It's 45 minutes and you're cured. Your ED from an enlarged prostate is cured. It's unbelievable. She's got 100% success rate with 975 listeners. She's the best. You will love her. She is awesome, awesome, awesome. And your problem is solved without pain. All the pain is she puts an IV in you. That's it. That's it. So if you're looking for the best way to get rid of this large prostate, 975prostate.com.
How do they? Whoa, whoa. How do they? Whoa, whoa. He's from Venezuela, in short, like Abuela. How do they? Whoa, whoa.